Good morning. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm here this morning. We moved here from Houston, Texas, and it's cold enough this morning that I thought we might cancel church. So I'm glad everyone's here. Why don't we pray together? Gracious, tender, and loving God, help us to know that all of the highways of our life lead to you. We pray for the one who preaches, Lord, for you know her sins are many. Amen. This year, for the first time, I put one of those 1950s era plastic, sort of 2 foot tall plug-in figurines to face out of our front window at our house, so that you can see it from the street. She is an angel. She has yellow plastic hair and these piercing blue eyes. And she's somewhere between 40 and 70 years old. When my mom was alive, we would do all day shopping together in Jackson, Mississippi. And this plastic light up angel was one of the last things that we purchased together. The angel is, as so many things are this time of year, deeply nostalgic for me. I read an article this week that explained the origins of the word nostalgia. It was coined in 1688 by the Swiss physician Johannes Hofer, who combined the Greek nostos, homecoming, and algos, pain. Originally, this affliction was deeply associated with mercenaries in the Swiss army. Symptoms ranged from melancholy, loss of appetite, to, I love this one, frequent sighing. Hofer prescribed a single cure for the disease. Now remember, his patients were soldiers who were far away from their families, and his prescription was simply to send them home. This longing for home is surely something we all feel during the season of Advent. I'm thinking a lot about the music that plays constantly in our house right now. I'm sure you all have some of the same songs on repeat. There is a song I cannot stop listening to. I discovered this song last Advent, and now I listen to it, this current one, constantly. It's a song called Fairy Tale of New York by the English Celtic punk band, The Pogues. It's wonderful. I know what you're thinking, but you've got to listen to it. It begins like this. It was Christmas Eve, babe. In the drunk tank, an old man said to me, "Won't see another one." It's a song about lost love years past and the loneliness of the Irish-American experience. It's really a song about missing home. If that one's a little rough around the edges for you, I also love I'll Be Home for Christmas, which is a song we forget is actually very sad. I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. Again, we hear this nostalgia, this longing for home. In the gospel this morning, Jesus is telling us so many incredible things about his purpose, and he is constantly referencing the prophecy we get about the Messiah in our Isaiah reading for today and elsewhere in the Isaiah narrative. We hear that through Jesus Christ, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the poor have good news preach to them. And if you are sitting in the pew this morning thinking that none of these categories apply to you, then listen to this last bit. Jesus also says, "Blessed is the one who is not offended by me." What a merciful qualifier for being in the heart of Jesus. Blessed are you, blessed are us, who are not offended by him. That's so good. There's something else in our Isaiah reading for this morning that strikes me, and a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. I recently heard a gorgeous interpretation of this passage in a contemporary worship hymn, and it goes like this. There God's highway shall be seen, ransomed people homeward bound, all your praises voicing. See your Lord with glory crowned, share in his rejoicing. I love that image. A ransomed people together on God's highway, homeward bound. If you don't take away any other images from Advent this morning, I hope that you can hold to that deeply biblical and beautiful description from Isaiah, because that is what the Christian life is. And it is certainly what we do here at church together. Ransomed people, homeward bound, together on God's highway. Blind, deaf, lame, and also those of us who just love Jesus out of our hidden brokenness. This is heavy, but last Tuesday marked 5 years since the death of both of my parents in the same car accident. I always have to be really specific. I learned quickly about saying that they both died in the same car accident, because I discovered that it's too much information for people, and they would often say, but your mom's okay, but your dad's okay. The same car accident. So I'm really clear about that. We lost them both at the same time. We saw my mom and dad at Thanksgiving, and just a week and a half later, they were both gone. And my life is measured in the before and the after of that massive tragedy. For those of you in the room who have experienced profound loss, you know this season in particular is at its worst, impossibly sad, and at its best, bittersweet. In the days and weeks and even first few years that followed their deaths, I would have the most inconvenient tears. Everything would make me fall apart. And it felt like a constant burden in a culture that really wants us to hide sadness, especially at Christmas. I used to say that my heart just needed to catch up to my brain to remember what had happened. And there's a lot of neuroscience around this. My brain knew what had happened, but my heart could not understand why the people I loved were gone. 5 years in, enough time has passed that I can go months without crying about it. And I can almost begin to think that perhaps I will not feel that searing, striking pain of sadness anymore. If you've lost someone very close to you, you know that feeling of you wake up in the morning and have to remember that they're gone. I thought I was done with that. This year had gone pretty well. And then Thanksgiving week, we drove down to Jackson to see my brother and his family in New Orleans. And it's my hometown. And I made the mistake of allowing myself to glance down the highway that led to my parents' house. My parents were great parents, but they were amazing Christmas parents. It was the kind of house where at Christmas time you never walked in through the front door, you went in through the garage, so you would immediately be in the kitchen. My mother was a really bad cook, terrible, but she loved to bake. She was a great baker, so there was always cakes and cookies. And my dad, who did the cooking in our home, would always fry oysters this time of year. And there would be very cheap wine. It was great. But last week, as we were driving through Jackson, there was something in my heart that said, just head down that highway. I bet they're still there. Sure, your kids are 5 years older, and your parents are a little grayer now, but they're still there. They will walk out of the front door of your childhood home and greet you. So it turns out, my heart can still forget. And I was suddenly inconsolable. But here is the radical and glorious news that we get this Advent season. I was not actually wrong. I can look down that highway and feel a deep and painful nostalgia for those who are not here, but I'm reminded in Isaiah, I'm reminded in the gospel that scripture tells us that we are together on God's highway, and brothers and sisters, it is indeed homeward bound, home to those we long for and miss and love for sure, but even more than that, home towards a God that is our ultimate dwelling place, a Jesus that came to be mercy incarnate for us. I want to close by telling you a little bit more about my giant plastic plug-in Christmas angel. When I lost my parents, I had my husband put that angel in our living room, and he would plug it in every night when we sat down to watch television so I could look at her. She stayed out the entire first year after my parents died, just sitting in the living room. It was a reminder to me, a comfort to me, that when I felt blind to the goodness of the gospel, when I felt too lame to walk, too poor in spirit, Jesus had promised to come and be with me. So it is a big deal that this year I pulled out that plastic Christmas angel and I put her facing out towards the street. Enough time has passed that I can now share her light with the world. Advent is a glorious, cosmic, incredible season of God breaking through. And I want people to know that no matter how much their heart pangs of nostalgia or loss or grief, that God is there for them too, that Jesus comforts them even now. Amen.